Hey friends, it's great to see you again. Miss Michelle, Pastor Chris here, and we've got another great installment of the Big God Story. And today we're going to be talking about how God is the famous one and some of the famous, awesome things that he's done.
Yes.
So let's sing, and then we'll get to our story.
I can't wait to worship.
His love will never quit. His love will never run away. Even when I get upset, his love is still forgiving me. And it's all because his love isn't just a little bit. He loves me a whole lot.
Anything, yes, it's true.
amazing. Anything he can do, anything. Yes, it's true. Anything he can do, anything. He is amazing.
Hey friends, let's get ready for the big God story. So let's put on our pay attention glasses. Green.
Mine are red.
Our listening ears. And we need to get our mouths ready. So we need to zip, lock, and a button. All right, let's get to our story. But first, let's pray.
Sounds good. Dear God, thank you so much for this day, and thank you so much for Discoveryland. I just pray that we can all sit nice and still, not get the silly wiggles and giggles, but to give you our attention, our heart, and our listening ears. We love you so. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, it's a good thing that you joined us because we're going to get into the big God story today. So we've had the Israelites. And now this guy named Joshua is the leader of God's people.
Oh, yeah.
They got into the new land that God had promised them. Mm-hmm. And Joshua sent not one, but two. Can you guys hold up two fingers? Two spies to sneak into the big city of Jericho.
Wow. They walked very, very quietly so they wouldn't get caught by anyone. And after the spies arrived in the city, they met a woman, and her name was Rahab. Her house was built, this is so cool, Pastor Chris, her house was built right in the middle of this big wall inside the city.
Wow.
I know, is that the coolest thing?
Yeah, right on the city, in the big wall.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Rahab knew they came to spy on the city of Jericho. She knew what those two guys were there for.
Hmm.
She invited them into her home.
Hmm. And then she saw that the king of that country was looking for the spies. So she hid them. The king's officials, they were walking real fast to get to Rahab's house. And she knew what she did. She helped the guys hide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the king wanted to know where the men were, but Rahab couldn't find them. So, maybe you should look at the city gates.
And after the king's men left, Rahab quietly walked up the stairs to speak to the spies. She said, "I know you men are Israelites. I've heard all about your God, how he saved you from the Egyptians, and how he parted the water for you. And how he helped you win battles. I know your God is mighty."
And she knew that if I help you and your God, will you guys save me when it's you come to take the city of Jericho that you're spying on? Rahab knew that God is the famous one. And the stories of his miracles and strength had reached people all over that part of the world, in many different lands.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? The best part is the spies promised Rahab that they would make sure that they would be saved, her and her family. They made a special plan with her. And this is so cool. They told her to be sure all of her family was inside of the house on the day that the city fell.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They told her to hang a large red cord from her window. This way, you guys, they would know that that's where she lived. And that's the way they could find the house during the battle.
Oh, so it was on the wall. And so they would see that from when they were around the city and in the battle. Oh,
right.
So you know what? Rahab did do that. She followed the plan. She lowered the men down the window, sort of like Spider-Man, and so they could escape the city, and they climbed down the cord, and the spies were safe. Mm-hmm. But then when they went to conquer the city, God never forgets his promises. Mm-mm. And he had promised Rahab that they would, her and her family would be delivered. So they went to find where that red cord was hanging out the window. And that family, Rahab's family, was safe. And they brought them all to safety.
Yes, God conquered the city for the Israelites in an amazing way. And became another reason. This was just another reason that God is the famous one. Word spread all across the land that God of the Israelites was strong and powerful. Show me your muscles. Golly, look at those guys, Pastor Chris.
Wow, they're strong.
Why did the news of God's strength and power spread?
Because God is the famous one. God is the famous one. And Rahab had heard about it, and she helped him and served him, the spies when they were in need, and she knew what they had to be done.
Exactly.
And she could trust God that what he says is true. And you know what, friends? We can trust God because what he says is true. And we can respond by obeying God and by serving him with our hands.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
We can love God and others with our hearts and serve God and others with our hands.
Hmm.
In a moment, let's sit quietly and listen to what the Holy Spirit may want to say to us. And let's talk to him now.
All right, so just be real quiet for a second and see what God might want to say to you, and then I'll pray. God, thanks for speaking to us even today. And thanks for letting us serve you with our hands. And thank you for letting us love you and others with our hearts. Help us to find ways to do that this week. And may we listen to you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, can you hold your hands up? It's time for the blessing. Children, may you know God is the famous one. May you praise God's name today and tomorrow and every day. And may you know God is with you always.